despite his many campaign pledges to uphold transparency and ensure government officials are held accountable for the violations of the public trust. President Barack Obama has embraced the identical position espoused by President Bush and his administration as it relates to warrantless surveillance on U.S. citizens. On April 3rd, the Obama administration took the position that federal courts cannot judge the legality of the National Security Agency's warrantless massive data mining program as it moved to dismiss the Juul versus NSA lawsuit. The case, filed by the Electronic Frontier Foundation, is challenging the NSA's monitoring of millions of American citizens' phone and email communications. However, the Obama Justice Department insists that a review of the NSA program begun under President Bush would require the disclosure of privileged state secrets. An illustration of the dangers of unchecked government power to wiretap citizens could be seen in press reports that reveal that Representative Jane Harman, Democrat of California, had been overheard by a court-approved wiretap as she discussed what appeared to be an illegal deal with an Israeli agent working with the American-Israeli Public Affairs Committee, a lobby group. Because Representative Harman was seen by the Bush administration as an ally on issues such as warrantless surveillance, an investigation into her activities was halted. Between the lines, Scott Harris spoke with Kevin Bankston, senior staff attorney with the Electronic Frontier Foundation, who examines President Obama's broken promises on reining in the government's power to spy on Americans and hold government officials and corporations accountable for violating the law.
For an agency that used to be jokingly called the No Such Agency, the National Security Agency, it seems, has been on the front page of the papers practically every week this month, and for different things. At the beginning of the month, the Obama administration moved to dismiss EFF's lawsuit on behalf of several AT&T customers challenging the warrantless surveillance done by the NSA. Which, you know, many have been calling the Bush surveillance program, but at some point it's going to have to start being called the Obama program, because as far as we know, the basic way that that program works has not changed and doesn't look like it's going to change anytime soon. But in that motion, the Obama administration did make arguments, aggressive and scary arguments made by the Bush administration previously, and which several courts have already rejected, arguing that the NSA program, which has been front page news for several years at this point, is still somehow a state secret such that our litigating the legality of that surveillance would reveal state secrets and therefore our case should be dismissed. Not only did the government argue, like the Bush administration before it, that the program is so secret that the courts should never have a role in judging whether it's legal, they went even further than the Bush administration to argue that the government has immunity, so-called sovereign immunity, against any lawsuit under any of the federal surveillance statutes for unlawful surveillance, basically saying that those whose rights have been violated have no way to seek recompense for that or to stop the illegal spying ever. And what's particularly frightening about that argument is, unlike the state secrets argument, it's not limited to national security surveillance cases. This would apply in any surveillance case at all. So, for example, if the local prosecutor or FBI agents, you know, were engaged in illegal surveillance, they could not be sued. No government agent acting in his official capacity could ever be sued for surveillance that violates the major federal surveillance statutes. And so, essentially, the Obama administration, like the Bush administration before it, is arguing that there should be no legal accountability for anyone involved in illegal spying by the government.
Has Representative Jane Harman, who was surveilled in this meeting she had with an Israeli agent, has she changed her tune now about wiretapping in view of her now getting caught up in this web of surveillance?
She certainly has, but in a way that we think is quite hypocritical. Attorney General Gonzalez protected her because she was one of the primary political friends of and supporters of the NSA program. She, with the administration, tried to convince the New York Times to sit on the story and succeeded in that for a long time. Then after the story broke, she defended the program and was also one of the main supporters of the broad expansion of NSA power last summer. Now, when the shoe's on the other foot and it turns out she was surveilled, even though the surveillance was actually court-authorized and apparently by the book, she's now saying that was a grave abuse of power. And so apparently, when it's the rights of millions of ordinary Americans at stake, Jane Harmon is happy to let the NSA do its thing. But when her privacy is violated within the law, she's suddenly a huge privacy advocate.
Kevin, what's next in your lawsuit there, Juul versus NSA, the case that President Obama has moved to dismiss? What do you do next?
Well, we're going to brief the issue. We're going to file our brief in response to the government's, arguing with them, saying we think they're wrong on state secrets and that they're wrong on their immunity argument. And we will have an oral argument in front of Chief Judge Walker here in San Francisco, currently scheduled for late June, although that might change. We're also waiting from Judge Walker for an opinion in our other case, Hepting v. AT&T, our lawsuit against AT&T for assisting the NSA. The government there moved to dismiss that case based on the telecom immunity passed last summer. We had argument over whether that statute was constitutional or not. We don't think it's constitutional, and we're currently waiting for a decision from Judge Walker on that. As usual, the litigation process is moving, but moving quite slowly. But we're going to stick to it, and hopefully someday we will get to the merits of the issue and actually get to litigate the issue that got us into this in the first place, which is, was the surveillance legal or not? We think that under our, you know, separation of power system, it's critical that the regular court system be able to address that question. And hopefully in the coming years, we will reach that point and be able to argue the merits of our cases rather than this administration or that administration doing its best to block that. Obviously, we as a nation are facing a number of crises, but one of the crises we are facing is the fact that our government now has essentially unchecked access to our communications traffic. That is new, it is dangerous, and if we do not roll it back now, it may become a permanent feature of our republic, in which case we may not last as a republic much longer.
That was Kevin Bankston, senior staff attorney with the Electronic Frontier Foundation. Contact the foundation by calling area code 415-436-9333 or visit their website at eff.org.